Blog Talk Radio.
We get active for the Lord cause we reborn. Change my name to CC Wines cause I bleed for it. And we on the righteous road, ain't no detour. We do devotion in the morning cause we need more. More, 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 yeah. More. We need more you. Yeah. More, 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 more.
We need more you.
More, 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 yeah. More. We need more you. Oh, we need more you.
More of you, less of me. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so glad you set me free. Yeah.
Yeah,
without your love, where would I be? Yeah,
yeah.
I die for you, you die for me. Yeah, I done came up out the water with the word on me. And the devil really tried it, but I swerved on him. I got angels all around me if you want smoke. I got the real Holy Spirit, boy, that's no joke. Stop playing in them streets, they don't love you back. How come every trapper always end up getting trapped? How come half the stuff these rappers say is all cap? How come everything the Bible say is all facts? I just be moving in the spirit. Faith come by hearing, so when I hear it, I'ma do it, ayy. I got a yoke around my neck cause I'm God serving,
yeah.
They don't like this type of talk, but I'm a bond servant.
We get active for the Lord cause we reborn. Change my name to CC Wines cause I bleed for it. And we on the righteous road, ain't no detour. We do devotion in the morning cause we need more. More, 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 more. We need more you. More, 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 more. We need more you. More, 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 more. We need more you. Oh, we need more you.
More of you, less of me. Told my flesh to rest in peace, cause life in you, it means the death for me. That's why my flesh deceased. Walking in the spirit, got the devil scared to step to me. Jesus living in me, got the devil scared to mess with me. I wanna see your glory manifested. So the way I thought was right, I had to lay down and reject it. You showed me I don't have to ever struggle with acceptance. And as long as I'm with you, I'm headed in the right direction. Lord, I'm adding you, subtracting me. That's how it has to be, cause adding me and subtracting you, that's a catastrophe. Submission to your mission, I willingly do it happily. Giving what's required, not giving my satisfactory. Satisfied with you and with everything that you have for me. Glad I know you, cause when I didn't, it was a wrap for me. Fill me with your spirit so he can help me attack the things that keep me from getting more of you. That's all I ask you, King.
We get active for the Lord cause we reborn. Change my name to CC Wines cause I bleed for it. And we on the righteous road, ain't no detour. We do devotion in the morning cause we need more. More, 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 more. We need more you. More, 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 more. We need more you. More, 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 more. We need more you. Oh, we need more you.
We need more of your strength for the days we weak. We need boldness for the days we afraid to speak. The streets violent, people dying, so I'm praying for peace. And while I'm praying, man, I'm hoping people praying for me. Cause I need more of your mercy, I need more of your grace. I need more of your identity, I gotta embrace. Make me all things to all men, I gotta relate. I need to hear your voice clear so I don't get out of place.
More of you, Lord. More of you, Lord. More of you, Lord. Let the song cry. Let the song cry. Let the song cry.
Hey, this is Jay Real, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Unified, we go we like a push, yeah. I connect, I'm KS, I support, yeah. I'm like a movement, yeah. Got them exclusive, yeah. All up, all up, no support. Kingdom, business, I rap. Jesus, music, exclusive. I am so relentless, artist, showcase. Christ inside me, I support, ain't no much time in, leave it feel, yeah, all up inside me, I support my word, I'm the each hope, am I, if you should know.
That girl is a court. On this side it's different. For kingdom we stand. We tryna get souls, not tryna get bands. We tryna be whole. Go ahead, keep your man. My life got his promise. My life got his hands. When you see Jesus, you see it all new. When you get Jesus, he make you all new. We on a mission, we go up by twos. That oil be dripping like I got the juice. Go ahead and give a shout out to K. Jesus 2020 and Aunt can't relate. Are you in good hands? Supporting all states. One kingdom, one body, we rep them all day.
Y'all, I am a king's kid, y'all. It's not about me.
Radio Show family, what's good? Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another exclusive interview. Tonight's guest is none other than Dre Relentless himself. Just released his single titled Phenomenal, and we're going to play it tonight. I'm definitely honored to have him on the show as my guest to share his testimony, what God has done in his life, where God is taking him in his music, as well as maybe his favorite scripture, and of course, to top it off, the social media information. So you guys just stay tapped in with him, follow him, and stay up to date with everything that he's doing in his life, whether it be personal, whether it be ministry, no matter what he's doing. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the show with prayer, and then I'm going to get Dre Relentless in queue, and we're going to vibe out. So first and foremost, Father God, we want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for another chance to get it right. And, Lord, if there's anything that we have said, anything we have done, we repent of our sins knowingly and unknowingly right now, God. And, Lord, I just pray that you would just bless my listeners on tonight. Lord, we make room for you to be glorified in this space, on this show, on the airwaves, as well as the phone lines tonight, oh, Lord. So, Lord, bless my guest, Dre Relentless. Bless his family. Bless each and every category of his life. And just continue to encourage him, push him forward, no matter what life circumstances may be, no matter what the situation may be, oh, Lord. Lord, let us be encouraged through your word so we can do what you have called us to do and stay focused on you, oh, Lord. Lord, again, I just pray that you would just bless this platform. Let your love be felt tonight, oh, Lord. Let your power go forth to change any situation. And, Lord, And again, we just repent of our sins, knowingly and unknowingly, and even our thoughts, oh, Lord. Lord, help clean our minds up, regulate our minds, and just be Jesus, be God in our lives, oh, Lord. Continue to be the center of everything we do, say, and think. And, Lord, for those who are listening live tonight who don't know you, I pray that something is said tonight that will give them a change of heart and allow them to have an encounter with you so that you can come into their hearts and show them that they can be changed, that things can be done differently, and that you, ultimately, you, Lord, can be glorified. So, Lord, thank you again. Amen and amen again. I do know that Dre Relentless is on the phone line. Dre, man, you there, bro? How you feeling, man?
Yo, what's up, man? How you feeling, man? That was a beautiful prayer, by the way. I just want to let you know that was a great prayer, man. That was great, man. But how you feeling today, man?
Amen, man. I'm great, man. All glory be to God, man. I'm here for another KS radio show. I've been sitting on this one for about a little over a month. I remember when I met you through the homie TSO, and he told me to check you out, and, you know, it went from there. So welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show, man. Round of applause for joining me tonight on the KS radio show. Let's get it. So, again, man, I just want to do right by you, bro, man. I want to honor you. So, you know, for those who don't know who Drake Relentless is, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us, you know, a snapshot of your testimony.
Oh, yeah, man, definitely, man. Well, for those that don't know, my name is Drake Relentless. I'm a Christian hip-hop artist. I've been doing it for a little while now, man. I just remember me pretty much just growing up. I grew up in church. You know, my dad's a pastor. I grew up in church, and, man, I always struggled with anger a lot, man. That was my main struggle, man. I used to get mad all the time. And, man, sometimes I didn't even know why I used to get mad. But I would just be mad all the time, man. I used to fight, like, you ain't going to believe me when I say this right here, but, like, I used to fight in church. Like, literally in church. I would be in church, and I would fight. I had a serious problem, bro. Had a serious problem with that, man. And then one day, man, I got tired of it, man. I was like, man, I'm tired of being angry, tired of being, like, so upset, so mad. And, man, I just switched. You know, I just completely surrendered to God and gave it all to him. And when I tell you, man, I just started seeing my life start changing. Because I used to rap, I used to do battle rap. And I grew up, you know, listening to battle rap all the time. That was, like, my main, like, source of music, was just battle rap, anybody that was a battle rapper. And that was what I used to do. And then as I started changing, as, like, the anger started going away, God started to change my lyrics and change my flow and different things like that. And, man, just to speed it all the way up, man, I'm here now, man. I've been doing Christian hip-hop for, I want to say it's been, man, it's been a while, man. It's been some years. I've been blessed to do this, man. And, you know, I've really been seeing God use me to reach this generation and reach people, not even just this generation. There's been other generations that have hit me up and via, like, social media and just saying how much they love the music and it really resonates with them and speaks with them. So, yeah, man, I'm just excited to be used by God, bro. Just excited to be used by him, man.
Amen, bro, man. Man, what? Fighting in church? I thought that was a 2021, 2022 thing. Fighting in church during, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I, you know, it's a bit, I don't like telling everybody that, but, you know, it's part of the testimony. So, hey, I mean, it is what it is. That was a long time ago, but thank God for deliverance.
Amen. The Bible tells us that we overcome by the word of our testimony and also by the blood of the Lamb. So I'm glad that you are sharing your testimony, because I'm pretty sure you are not the only person who has done something that is against God in God's eyes. So I'm glad that you're here, and hopefully that the listeners will be encouraged to know that, you know, as Christians, you know, as believers, we mess up before we come to Christ, as well as we still make mistakes while we're in Christ.
Definitely, man. That's a fact, man. That's a fact. I think people have this, like, connotation that, like, Christians have to be perfect. And it's like, nah, like, that's the whole reason why we serve Jesus. The whole reason why we serve Him, we know that we're not perfect. We know that we need a Savior. You know, that's why we serve Jesus, why we listen to Him. That's why we follow Him, you know?
Absolutely. And speaking of, you know, listening to Jesus, listening to the Holy Spirit, that you know, that He's our comforter. God knows us inside and out, and He knows everything about us before we do things. And, you know, sometimes the Holy Spirit try to give us warnings and signs before we fall into that pit or, you know, commit that sin. And sometimes just us in our flesh, we choose another route. So, of course, we have to deal with the consequences. But ultimately, the Holy Spirit, you know, He comes to lead and guide us. And sometimes we just, you know, we just mess up because we are not flesh. We're wrapped in this flesh, and we do what the flesh wants to do versus doing what God wants us to do. But it's a process, right. And it takes a couple of times of, you know, bumping your head, facing those consequences because of sin, that we're able to hear God's voice a lot clearer, to know what needs to be done, and, to not really test the spirit as battle spirits, but, you know, kind of like test the spirit as battle spirits, because we have to have discernment in order to know when God is speaking and when to know to turn the noise of the world down so we can listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Definitely.
So, 100%. So today is the 28th of October, and a lot of music was released today. Message Music, Ride and Flow, Iceberg 517 featuring Courtney Adrian, No Lacking, as well as D. Riddick. I want to say Lecrae dropped something today. A Easy drop something today. So it's been very active in the CHH community. And I have the brand new song from the homie, Message Music, called Ride and Flow. He was actually on the show, I want to say last Friday on the 21st with Jay Meezy. So this is a brand new song that dropped today, the homie Message Music from Cincinnati, with his track called Ride and Flow. So hopefully, KSH, you guys will stay tapped in with us. Without any further ado, here is Message Music, Ride and Flow. Check it out.
Ride with me, ride slow with me. Ride with me, ride slow with me. Ride with me, ride slow. Ride with me, ride slow with me. Ride with me, ride slow with me. Ride with me, ride slow. Ride with me, ride slow with me. Ride with me, ride slow. Late night, it's a late night. Got a lot on my mind, I've been stressed out. I've been fighting all these demons that ain't had enough. I've been trying to get my life back to the way it was. I've been through so much that all I do is pour it up. It's a party over here, we gon' live it up. Hope the God see my pain, we gon' pray it up. We gon' hope for better days, we gon' bless it up. Okay, ride slow, yeah. We gon' ride slow. I hope I make it home. Please don't call my phone. I'm lost, I'm too drunk. Ride with me, ride slow with me. Ride with me, ride slow with me. Ride with me, ride slow. Ride with me, ride slow with me. Ride with me, ride slow with me. Ride with me, ride slow. Ride with me, ride slow with me. Ride with me, ride slow. Ride slow with me. We gon' ride slow to lick it close to me. The night still young, the whole squad with me. I been feeling myself, they showing love to me. I stay 10 toes down, keep a thing on me. I been out of my mind, ain't where they used to be. I been losing myself, the devil close to me. I just wanna be free, the devil trolling me. Okay, ride slow, yeah. We gon' ride slow. I hope I make it home. Please don't call my phone. I'm lost, I'm too drunk. Ride with me, ride slow with me. Ride with me, ride slow with me. Ride with me, ride slow. Ride with me, ride slow with me. Ride with me, ride slow with me. Ride with me, ride slow. Ride with me, ride slow with me. Ride with me, ride slow.
Hustle. You have to hustle, put in the hard work. There's no excuses on the road to success. Even when you feel defeated, you gotta keep going. Pray. You have to pray for everything that you want and everything that you're thankful for. When it's not going the way that you want, you still gotta trust the process. Eat. After the hard work, it's time to celebrate and fellowship with the ones who believed in you. And if they didn't believe you, let's turn them into believers. Hustle, pray, eat. It's the brand that motivates.
God for a purpose. It's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Glory Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. Shalom Chic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airwaves? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989 at yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show, or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony, so get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass on never intercept. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
All right, you guys, we are back. Hey, man, shout out to Message Music sending over that Ride and Flow track again. Dropped today on all digital platforms. And again, man, I want to give a big shout out to HustlePrayEat.com as well as ShalomChic.com for being my sponsors tonight, for making this interview what it is with the homie Dre Relentless. Dre, man, I'm glad that you are here, bro. Now, we heard in the commercial here at the KS Radio Show, we do shout-outs. So with you being my guest, are there any shout-outs you would like to give tonight?
Oh, yeah, of course, man, of course, man. First off, let me shout-out my wife, Cassie. I know she's somewhere listening. Cassie, I love you, girl. I want to shout you out. We've been married 7 years, going on 8 next year. Love that girl. I want to shout out my son, DeAndre Holmes Jr., and my daughter, Harmony. Love y'all. And I want to shout out, what was his name? It was Message of Music. Ride with me, ride slow. That joint was decent, man. That was nice. You know, that was
glad
dope,
you
man.
Was feeling it. Glad you was feeling it.
No, definitely, man. I want to shout out all of the Chicago, man, my hometown, Chicago, out west, Maywood, Broadview, everybody, you know. You got to shout out your hometown, otherwise they're going to get mad at you, you know. So, yeah, man, but, yeah, just want to give a couple of those shout-outs, man. Just shout-out to all the listeners, man, that's listening, man. Shout-out to you, KS. Shout-out to you, man, for doing this, man. I heard that you've been doing this since 2016, man, and I just thank you, man, for giving the platform to CHH artists and people that have a testimony that can share. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for that, man, for real. Shout out to you, bro.
Absolutely. Man, 2016, I remember like it happened yesterday, December 2015, before Christmas, the homie Orlando he inboxed me. We had been friends for just a couple of months, and he asked how would I feel about having a show centered around me as the host and, you know, kicking 2016 off with a bang. Those were his exact words. And he was like, yeah, you know, pray about it and let me know. And, like, with things like that, that's an automatic yes in your spirit. You just have to say yes. And that's what the situation was. And then the homie RL, who we listened to earlier with the homie Gigi on the anthem, he was telling me because of all of my support that I do in Cincinnati, he wanted to make a song for me. And we took he's the one that actually gave me the nickname KS, which stands for Kingdom Supporter. And I ran with that. And Orlando gave me the platform. RL gave me the introduction. And it's been running ever since. And I've been connecting with different people, interviewing different people, pastors, painters, nurses, life coaches, as well as artists and singers and poets, and you name it, they've been on the show. So I'm glad to be in this space, and God has definitely, what's the word I want to use? He has definitely, man, I can't think of the word. He's definitely just put me in the right space at the right time, because, you know, like I'm connected to a lot of, you know, musicians, artists, singers, choirs, you know, event coordinators. But I'm the only one out of all those people that do radio. So everybody comes to me with, like, their, you know, their music. Like, hey, Alicia got a, you know, he got a radio show. Like, jump on his platform and, you know, tell your testimony. So I'm really honored that that guy has, you know, entrusted me to this craft, this work, this ministry. And I don't take it lightly. So thank you for that.
That is a blessing, man. That's a blessing, man. Shout out to you, bro.
Amen. So you dropped this track earlier this year, if I'm not mistaken, called Phenomenal. What was the inspiration behind Phenomenal?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. So Phenomenal, man, it came from a place of, you know, nowadays I've noticed that everybody is kind of like, not everybody, but I've noticed that there's been a rise of, like, mental health, so people dealing with mental health and mental issues and things of that sort. And with talking with a few people, I learned a lot of it came from, well, from the people I talked to, a lot of different insecurities about people saying something about how they look or how they talk or how they walk or something going on with them. And a lot of times they get upset or they feel, like, insignificant or just feel less than because of, you know, what they hear people saying about them. Or because they just don't love themselves. And what I wanted to do, man, was pretty much share and let everyone know, like, no, you are phenomenal. Like, I believe, you're phenomenal. The scripture says that, oh, my God, I had the scripture. It just popped out my head, man. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Like, God knew what he was doing when he created you. You know, so you're a phenomenal person. Like, no matter what it is, no matter if it seems like you're going through something, or if it seems like you don't know what to do or where to go, it seems like the world is just crashing down on you. It seems like no one wants to show you love. No, God loves you because you're phenomenal. You're a phenomenal person, and everybody has something to say about you. Just let that go. You ain't got to worry about what they're saying. You ain't got to worry about all the negativity that's going on. Focus on the fact that you are phenomenal through Jesus Christ, and everything will work out. And so that's the message I wanted to portray in the song, to let everybody know, like, hey, I hear you talking. I know you're saying this, that, and the other. But as I continue to elevate, now it seems you want to try to get on my other side when you were just talking. But it's cool. Just know I'm phenomenal because I didn't break. You tried to break me, but I did not break. And it was because of God that I did not break. And so now I'm just phenomenal. I'm just walking and living and being phenomenal in every aspect of my life, you know. So, yeah, that's where the inspiration came from.
Amen, bro. Well, great intro. We're going to go ahead and get into this track. Again, you guys, this is Dre Relentless. His song called Phenomenal that is on all digital platforms. So after you listen to it tonight, do me a favor, do yourself a favor, and add it to your playlist. I don't care if it's on YouTube, I don't care if it's on Amazon Music, wherever you listen to music at, this song needs to be on every playlist of yours. Here is Dre Relentless with his track called Phenomenal. Check it out.
I'm phenomenal. Yeah. You can hear me yelling out, see, I'm phenomenal. If you try to make it lose, then it's tidy up. And I'm always making moves like I'm on patrol. Ain't someone gonna blow soon like it's tidy up. Yeah, 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 I'm phenomenal. Yeah, 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 I'm phenomenal. Yeah.
said I would stay down. That was the reason for your smile now. But now I'm way above the ground. Yeah, I'm way above your clown. See me waving from the clouds. You can't hear me yelling out. See, I'm phenomenal. If you try to make me lose, then it's out of yours. And I'm always making moves like I'm on patrol. Hey, someone's gonna blow soon like it's out of now. Yes, yes, yes. They looking like how we get there. It's with Christ, but they thinking that it ain't fair. Honestly, it shouldn't come as a surprise. I'm a cake in the oven, dog. You knew that I would rise. You can't hear me yelling out. See, I'm phenomenal. If you try to make me lose, then it's out of yours. And I'm always making moves like I'm on patrol. Hey, so I'm finna blow soon like it's hot enough. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm phenomenal. And you won't break me down. And you won't break me down. And you won't break me down. Cause I'm phenomenal. I said you.
Hey, this is Ariana Marie, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Before we get Dre Relentless back in queue, you guys, again, I just want to announce that was his song called Phenomenal. It is on all digital platforms and streaming platforms right now. And I want to give a big shout out to my sponsor, Roslyn Smith Counseling. And of course, you guys know that October, if I'm not mistaken, is like Domestic Mental Health Month or Domestic Violence Month. So I have a quick commercial that Roslyn wants to, I have a quick commercial about Roslyn's practice called Roslyn Smith Counseling. Without any further ado, check it out.
Hi, I'm Roslyn Smith Sistrunk with Roslyn Smith Counseling, and I'm here to talk about this life-changing program called From Forgiveness to Healing. From Forgiveness to Healing is a faith-based 8-week transformational journey that supports individuals through the process of forgiveness. The program is designed to help individuals release the burdens and pains that they have experienced due to unforgiveness. Most people don't realize the toxicity that unforgiveness creates in their lives and how it impacts decision making and how they interact with others. From Forgiveness to Healing helps individuals gain insight into how their painful and stressful life experiences impact how they view themselves and others. Here are just some of the benefits of the From Forgiveness to Healing program. Individuals gain an understanding of the process of forgiveness, learn the importance of self-compassion, deepen their relationship and connection with God, learn to relate differently to their painful or stressful life experiences, develop a new way to handle life experiences, are empowered to live their desired lives, have access to a supportive community of believers. From Forgiveness to Healing was divinely given to me by God. It was my answered prayer on how to help my clients move along their healing journey. I knew what God had given me was impactful, but I had no idea the level of impact it would have on people's lives until they started experiencing the material. Here are some of the comments from the participants on how they describe their experience with the program. This journey has been God's cosmetic surgery to a new life, new relationship, new spirit, new love, new appreciation. Very valuable, especially to people dealing with abuse, trauma, grief, or unforgiveness. Going into the class with an open mind and heart may allow you to receive all, if not a part of what you hope to receive on your forgiveness and healing journey. This journey was enlightening, and I know that I have to do my best to live out what I learned.
The Forgiveness to Healing program has made a huge impact in my life, and I am starting to see the effect of the change in me, how it affects those that I'm connected to. This program has allowed me to actually go back to where my pain story started and address some of those issues that I thought were gone, but I've still been dealing with over time. It allowed me to learn to let go of past hurts and also learn the process of forgiving, like truly forgiving people for the pain that they've caused me, as well as take accountability for the pain that I've caused others.
From Forgiveness to Healing is your opportunity to learn how to relate differently to your painful and stressful life experiences. Are you ready to experience freedom and healing? Then register today for this life-changing program.
What up, y'all? This your boy, D1. Right now, you are rocking with the KS Radio Show. Yeah!
All right, KS Nation, we are back again, man. Shout out to Rosalind Smith Counseling. If you guys are in need of her services, you guys could click the link in the description on Blog Talk Radio. If you guys need it for as an individual or as a couple, and you struggle with, you know, finding a solution to the hurt or the pain from your past, just click the link, book a session today, and tell her that Elysio sent you. But Dre Relentless is my guest tonight, you guys. Again, thank you all for listening live. If you're watching from Facebook or YouTube, thank you as well. Dre Relentless, how are you enjoying yourself tonight, bro?
Oh, man, I'm having a blast, man. This is awesome, man. I'm just honored to be here, man. Okay, this is just great. To be on KS Radio is great, man.
Amen. So we all know, I told you it was going to be an hour, so we got about 25 more minutes or 24 more minutes. As a man of God, as a husband, and, you know, everything that you are, of course you have your ups and downs, right? So when you're feeling down or when your back is against the wall, what are some scriptures that you read that encourage you, like, on the spot?
Oh, definitely, man. One main scripture, my favorite scripture, that I always go to is 1 John 5:14-15. It says, this is the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask for, we know we had a petition that we desire of him. So that's something that's just always taught me to just be confident when I'm praying and spending time with God and just being confident overall as a person. Because I know if I'm asking according to his will, I'm asking according to his word, that he's going to hear me. And if he hears me, I know that I'll have what I say. And then my second scripture I always go to is Hebrews 10:35. Says, cast not away your confidence, for it has a great recompense of reward. So confidence, if I hold on to my confidence, even when times when I'm feeling down, when I'm feeling bad, or I feel like I can't do it, if I can remain confident and I don't cast that away, there's going to be a recompense of reward for me, just for holding on to that confidence. So that's something I always do, always go to, man. That just makes me be confident in everything that I do, whether it's just talking to somebody on the street, talking to some of the youth that I mentor, or anybody. I always make sure I have confidence. I'm confident in the word of God. I'm confident in God. I'm confident in Jesus. I'm confident in what he's taught me. I'm confident in his word. I'm confident when I'm speaking to people. I'm just confident, man. That's my thing, man. It's always those scriptures to make sure that I stay and remain confident during my walk with Christ.
Absolutely. And you know what? While we're talking about, you know, being in Christ, when we are in Christ, we are lacking nothing. Like, well, there is nothing that we are lacking, because he fulfills everything that we need, everything we want, and more, right?
Yes, sir.
Which leads me to this next song that dropped today, the homie Iceberg 517 and Courtney Adrian got this banger. When I say banger, I mean it. The homie Iceberg released No Lacking today, and it's featuring One Body Music own Courtney Adrian. So if you are into, you know, bars and you know similes and everything like that, you definitely gonna enjoy this track. But again, D1, because we're in Christ, you guys, not only are we victorious, but we are lacking nothing because he supplies everything we need, our prayers, our desires. And the Bible tells us that when we delight in him, he is pleased. So without any further ado, here's a brand new track that dropped today as well. Iceberg 517, No Lacking, featuring Courtney Adrian, right here on the KS Radio Show. Y'all keep it locked. We got one more question with the homie, Dre Relentless, and then he's going to pray us out. And then I'm going to go ahead and get out of our way so we can get ready for Trunk or Treat this upcoming Saturday, tomorrow, as well as Sunday, and maybe even on Monday. So definitely, it's going to be a busy weekend for the boy KS, and I need as much sleep as I can get. So here is the homie with No Lacking. Check it out.
And I'm righteous, made in his image like Christ is. Dominion on blocks when I speak, listen. You don't want problems with God, kid. Learn from the king like Dante. Leading my team to these championships. We ain't lacking, got all we need. Holy Spirit inside of me. I'm back on top, come rock with me.
Don't settle for less,
nope.
Tryna make a move, no napping. Gotta be all about action,
yeah.
Nah, we don't do no lacking,
nope.
That's how you get blessed,
blessed.
Get your life right, no mess,
yeah.
Go all the way in, no finesse,
yeah.
Wherever God say, say less. Don't settle for less,
yeah.
Tryna make a move, no napping,
napping.
Gotta be all about action,
yeah.
Now we don't do no lacking,
yeah.
That's how you get blessed,
blessed.
Get your life right, no mess,
yeah.
Go all the way in, no finesse,
finesse.
Wherever God say, say less.
Pardon me if my speech seems tempered with passion, but lately my life ain't been no crystal stair. Instead of graduations and walking across stages and going to basketball games, I'm seeing riots and fires and people who are dying from a lack of air. I would speak, but see, the way this mask on my face is set up, I'm a little distant, and frankly, I'm tired. And I really don't understand the argument, because some of us have been wearing masks to church long before they were required, but I digress. We smile, but see, depression has a funny way with timing, because as soon as I think it's gonna get better, the news only reminds me every 4 minutes exactly how many people are dying. This can't be life. They say things get better with time. How, Sway? Because Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, and Breonna Taylor didn't get more time. Instead, time rewarded them with death the hard way. I want to keep the faith, but I'd be lying if I didn't say sometimes I feel forgotten, because never leave me nor forsake me seems to fade when my brothers and sisters are rotten. The pastor spoke about racism on Sunday, but that was weeks ago, and now we're on to the next. While Robert Fuller and Malcolm Harsh were found in sunny Southern California in a tree hanging by their neck, so I need answers. Because if red and yellow, black and white are all precious in his sight, then why does fear now come in squad cars when police come out at night? If we can launch people into space where no one is, why can't we get ventilators in hospitals just so people can live? I don't see the issue, because you're telling me my car can park itself, drive itself, but I can't go to the store and buy tissue. Something ain't adding up. I've been in the house 3 whole months and life will never be the same. I got gloves, I got masks, I got disinfectant. I bought this story hook, line, and sinker. I've sanitized my hands so much, alcohol is coming out my pores, and I have never been a drinker. So I need answers. So what do I do? Me? Oh, I turn to the place this record has never been wrong. Written over 2,000 years ago and still correct. Still right, still true, song after song. See, this story, like so many before, was already in the bookcases. There will be nation rising up against nation, pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. I know you feel like there's no hope, and this world is in a downward spiral. But can I tell you something? At the peak of hopelessness is a perfect time for revival. Because God has never lost, and he is still on the throne, and he will reign forever after statues, after flags, protesters, and corona are all long gone. There is a hope found in him that this world needs to know, and it's up to us, it is up to you to make sure that his love is known. My brother, my sister, our skin color don't make us divided, because the blood that was shed on Calvary is relentless. And it has hope, joy, and unity inside it. You looking for an answer? Well, let me be frank and very clear. The only answer that will change anything in this world is Jesus. And he is, as he has always been, right here. He is the answer.
See, that's what happens. That's what happens. God does something with you, and your old crew think you done got brand new. Guess what? You did. Quit apologizing for that. Quit apologizing for that. Quit coming down and telling them, no, it ain't like that no more. No, we still cool. Quit saying that. Quit saying that. Because what you're saying is, I still want to be in bondage to the me that you used to know. I'm sorry. I am not that person anymore. Those demons have been eradicated, and he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So if you don't recognize me, that's not my fault.
Hey, what's up? This is V Rose, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home to the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
All right, you guys, man, we are back. We are back. Again, man, that was the homie Iceberg, man, with No Lacking featuring Courtney Adrian that dropped on all digital platforms today. And then after that was the homie Million with his clip called The Answer. Very, very needful, very heartfelt message. Definitely enjoyed that. Dre Relentless is my guest tonight, you guys. We've heard his track called Phenomenal that's on digital platforms right now. It was released earlier this year. So hopefully you guys are enjoying tonight. Dre Relentless, bro, are you enjoying tonight, man?
Oh, man, I've definitely enjoyed myself, man. This has been great, man, listening to all these artists, even listening to the few of the ads and about mental health, things like that, man. It's just been great, man. You got a great show here, KS, for real, for real.
Thank you, man. It's been 6 years, and I'm still building it.
Yes, sir.
So what was your reaction or your first thought when TSO and I, when we inboxed you about being a guest on the show?
Man, pretty much, man. When I first got the inbox, you know, I was just really excited, man. I was really excited. I actually remember hearing this show some years ago. I remembered this show some years ago. I remember listening to it. And, when you guys hit me up and TSO and you guys hit me up, it was just great, man. It was just excited, you know, couldn't wait. And, man, I just wanted to, you know, get on here and just stare, you know, my heart. And just, you know, yeah, just show how God's been good to me, what he's doing with me and my music and in my life. And, yeah, man, it was just excellent, man. I was excited, man.
Absolutely. So I know that time is of the essence. My last question, well, I got two more questions. But this last question for you is, for those who are listening who might not believe in Jesus, what is your advice to them or any encouragement that you have for the listeners tonight?
So what I would say, man, is number one, Jesus is real. I could give a bunch of stories about myself, how he's been real to me. I'm sure you could get stories about how he's been real to you. And we got the scriptures, the Bible, to show how he is real, because he really is real. But I would just encourage somebody who hasn't taken that step to really get a relationship with God, to get a relationship with Jesus, to just take that step. Take that step, man, and learn about him. Learn who he is. Learn why we worship this man called Jesus, and I guarantee you will not be disappointed. Now, I know a lot of people make a lot of different guarantees about this and that, but this is serious. It is the best decision you could ever make in your life. Jesus is real. In this time, like I said, like I know everybody talks about like mental health and things of that sort. This is one of the best ways to learn about like your purpose. This is the best way, not one of the best ways. This is the best way to learn about purpose. If we didn't know what a chair does, if we didn't know what it did at all, we would have to go to the person who created the chair to know what is this chair for? What is it? What are you supposed to do with it? We have to go to the creator. So if you want to know like your purpose of your life, your purpose of why you're on this earth, your purpose for if whatever your purpose is, if you want to know what that is, you want to go to the creator. You want to go to the creator, get a relationship with him so he can share with you and he can give you so much love. I'm telling you, there's no love like the love of God, no love at all. And then he can share with you exactly what he has planned for you. He can share with you what he wants you to do. And that's what I would say to you, man. Just take that step and give Jesus Christ a shot.
Amen. I definitely second that, and I vouch for that as well. Just give him a try. You've done everything else. You've done the rest of everything that you have wanted to do. So why not try the best? The best being Jesus. Yeah. And I guarantee you, he is not going to let you down like your boyfriend will, or like your girlfriend will, like your family will, like your mom or dad will. He's not going to let you down. Just give him a try. Give him a try. Bro, man, I love that, bro. Before we get out of here, Dre Relentless, how can people get a hold of you on social media?
Definitely. You can reach me Instagram. Pretty much all social media is Dre is Relentless. That's DreisReLentless. All social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, everywhere. Dre is Relentless.
And for any event coordinators or, you know, venues out there looking to book you, what's the best way to book you or to contact you to book you?
Gotcha. So the best way to contact me would be by email to my company, my entertainment company. It's info@freshairent.com, and that fresh air is spelled F-R-E-S-H. freshairent.com. So info@freshairent.com. That'd be the best way. Or if you on Instagram or whatever, you can send me a DM and I'll be able to, you know, handle everything accordingly as well, definitely.
Absolutely. Well, I know that 2022 is coming to a close in a few months and 2023 will be here. So I know that you are going to be active and you guys definitely want him to be on your show or at your event. I don't care what it is. Even if it's a pep rally next year, next spring or anything, rock the block event, whatever it's going to be, you want Dre Relentless in the building and you want his face in the place, man. So definitely reach out to him, you guys, on social media or at info@freshairent.com. And again, yeah. Dre, man, I definitely enjoyed tonight, bro. Did you enjoy tonight?
Oh, man, I enjoyed it, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you again. A million times thank you, man, for letting me come on this platform, man. I'm honored, man, because you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway, man. And I appreciate you, KS, for real, for real. Thank you, brother.
Absolutely. Can you go ahead and close us out with a prayer, and then I have a salvation. We're going to end the show with your song.
Yes, sir, definitely. Well, Father God, we come to you right now saying thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this time, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for this time of learning more about you and hearing music that glorifies and honors and respects you, Lord God. Lord, I just want to pray for people who may be going through in their mind, in their mental state right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for peace over them right now in Jesus' name, that peace in their mind, peace in their body, peace in every area of their lives, that even when they go to sleep tonight, it'll be one of the most peaceful sleeps that they have in the name of Jesus. And I cancel every demonic force that's been sent to try to attack them, that's been sent to try to hurt, harm, or endanger them in any way. I cancel that assignment right now, and I command all of those demonic forces to go back to the pits of hell from which they came from. And I thank you, Lord, that your people walk in peace, your people walk in victory. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, God. Amen.
Amen, 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 bro. Powerful prayer. And again, you guys, this is the KS Radio Show. It wouldn't exist without Jesus transforming my life, for stepping into my life and doing what he does best, which is rearranging everything and setting me on a new path. So we don't know what the world is going to look like tomorrow. We don't know what the education system or the medical system is going to look like. We don't know who's going to be alive or who's going to, you know, die tomorrow. So with all that being said, we don't know what tomorrow may hold. Even the Bible tells us that no man knows the day nor the hour that God is going to come back. Not even Jesus knows when God is going to crack the sky. So it is, so salvation is definitely important. And like Dre Relentless was saying, to get that relationship with Christ, build that relationship with Christ, you can start tonight. You don't have to wait until Sunday morning to fall on the altar. He can meet you right where you are right now. Salvation is essential, you guys, in 2022, in any day of the week, in every year, no matter what year it is. So without any further ado, I have a salvation clip, because Jesus and the relationship that I have with him is essential. And he wants that same interaction. He wants that same relationship with you. Here's the salvation clip. Check it out.
I want to read a familiar passage. In Romans 10, it says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says that we shall be saved. And so wherever you are right now, if you believe that, I want to pray with you. I want to agree with you. So if you just bow your head and just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have sinned, but today I make a decision to give you my life. I'm an imperfect person searching for a perfect God.
who's able to restore me, who's able to keep me. So God, I ask you to come into my heart. For your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart, that I shall be saved. God, I want you more than anything. I've tried everything. I surrender my heart to you. I believe that you died on the cross. And on the third day, the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead and restored us back to you. And I received that salvation. Celebrating right now with you, wherever you are, in your car, at work, in your closet, in your bathroom. It does not matter where you are. God is able to meet you exactly where you're at. That's the amazing thing about him. The same God that did it for me is the same God that's doing it for you right now in this moment. So I just want you to receive whatever it is that he's saying to you.
It's your boy, RL, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show.
Home to the most exclusive interviews and the most exclusive music.
We repping Jesus Christ, baby, let's go!
All right, you guys, again, thank you all tonight via Facebook or wherever you may watch this from. Again, man, shout out to all my sponsors tonight, and especially a big shout out to my guest, Dre Relentless. You guys can follow him everywhere at Dre is Relentless on all social media platforms. And if you need his information to book him, inbox me, and I will send over that website to you immediately or that email, because he definitely needs to be at your next event. Again, you guys who are listening and watching, read the description on Blog Talk Radio to check out all the websites and all the sponsors for the KS Radio Show. Again, thank you all for watching tonight, for listening. Dre Relentless, man, great show, bro, man. Definitely enjoyed myself tonight. Hopefully you did too. And we're going to go ahead and get out of here. I'm hoping that you will have a safe weekend, bro. And again, just know that the KS Radio Show is your second home, bro. I can't wait to do it again. I know 2023 is going to be a phenomenal year for you, like 2022 has, to do it again.
Hey, man, appreciate you, man. Nothing but, man, just love and blessings to you, man, and the show, man. And, man, I just pray, man, that you continue to be led by the Holy Spirit, man, and continue to grow. And yeah, I know 2023 is going to be an amazing year for you as well, man. So thank you again, bro. Thanks for having me, man. Love y'all, man. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. So the last song of the night, you guys, is going to be the homie Dre Relentless with his track called Phenomenal, in case you guys did not have a chance to hear it. And for those who are feeling generous and you want to support the ministry, support the station in any way financially, you can send the donations to Cash App, the $ELISEO, TORREZ. And again, you guys have a great weekend. And if you are trick-or-treating, you guys be safe out there. And I will see you guys in the next interview, in the next episode on the KS Radio Show. Also, don't forget, you guys, on Monday, I'm going to be interviewing the homie DJ Lost and Found on Monday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys, on Halloween, we're going to punch the devil in the face, and I can have him on the show. It's going to be a lit situation, so join me on Monday evening at 7 p.m. after you get done trick-or-treating and everything like that with the homie DJ Lost and Found. It's going to be a great time, and we're going to be live on the Godson Listening Party. Without any further ado, you guys have a great weekend and good night and God bless. He was Dre Relentless with Phenomenal. I'll see you guys in the next one.
phenomena. Yeah. You can hear me yelling out the phenomena. If you try to make it loose, then it's out of yours. And I'm always making moves like I'm on patrol. Hey, so I'm gonna blow soon like it's hot enough. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you thought that I was stay down. That was the reason for your smile now. Well, now I'm way above the ground. Yeah, I'm way above your clown. See me waving from the clouds. You can hear me yelling out the phenomena. If you try to make me lose, then it's out of yours. And I'm always making moves like I'm on patrol. Hey, so I'm finna blow soon like it's out enough. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They looking like how we get down. It's with Christ, but they thinking that it ain't fair. Honestly, it shouldn't come as a surprise. I'm a cake in the oven, dog. You knew that I would rise. You can hear me yelling out the phenomena. If you try to make me lose, then it's out of yours. And I'm always making moves like I'm on patrol. Hey, so I'm finna blow soon like it's hot enough. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I said you won't break me down. You won't break me down. And you won't break me down. Cause I'm phenomenal.